This is Pulse 2 Match Day Live.
Stuart McCall, the Bradford City manager, joins us live on Pulse 2 Match Day Live. I can see he's trying to work out in his mind who he'd be voting for. Maybe somebody different. We've been here before, haven't we? Another draw.
Yeah, but let's take it on its merits today. Let's forget it's 15 or 1,000 draws, whatever it is. We've come to a side today, we've won 5 on the bounce, right? We're pushing for that playoffs. And yet again, we've dominated the second half, certainly. The keeper's made a couple of saves. I don't even think he know how he saved them. He's turned his back on, it's hit him on his backside. And it's not for the lack of effort and a lot of lack of quality. Some second half, I thought it was just like, you know, just one-way traffic, wasn't it? The lads are in there, they kept, I mean, some of the, Charlie's had 2 great efforts and just, there's no getting away from it, it's a point, right? We're not trying to hide the fact that it's 1 point, but coming away from home at Bristol Rovers, a point shouldn't be, like, sniffed at. Having said that, the quality of play and the domination we had, it should be 3, we know that. But it wasn't glaring misses, it was really a bit of unfortunate blocks by them and goalkeeper making 2 or 3 great saves, whatever it may be. But you know, I'm not going to be, you know, down and about it because it's a point. A draw's a draw, and like I say, coming away at Bristol Rovers, won 500 bounce, it's a point. It should have been more, and the performance deserved more. I don't think there's any doubt about that whatsoever.
Seemed to be a bit slow out of the blocks.
Yeah.
First half, a bit sloppy at times as well.
Well, you've hit the nail on the head with the sloppy. That's the first thing we said when we went at half-time. That was a key word, sloppy. I wouldn't say we were sloppy all first half. I thought there were certain areas. We certainly, first 5-10 minutes, we were slicing at balls. They put us under a bit of pressure. They got a few corners. And we did start slowly. And yet again, we've gone a goal behind. Something we discussed. It was a good finish by the boy, but we should have done better originally. And then we come hit straight back. I mean, Macca's ball across a goal. Oh, Charlie White's not got a touch on that. But we showed enough first half that, you know, we could still be a big threat. And obviously we scored a terrific goal. And second half, it was, apart from the little 10-minute spell where the second half they've had a little goal with the crowd behind them. As the way performances go again, it was very, very good. But we didn't get what we wanted.
Yeah, let's talk about your goal. The way that was constructed, absolutely sliced through them like a knife through butter. If we'd watched that on Match of the Day tonight, we'd be seeing it all week, all month, wouldn't we?
Yeah, I think, listen, the boys they came and had a look at the surface, the pitch. We said the pitch was going to be good. And at this time of year, it is a very good pitch. And you can, and some of the football we played, you know, and the goal epitomised it. It was a terrific goal. But we wanted to kick on at half-time and really turn the screw, which we did, other than get a goal. But you listen, look at them chances back again, and you'll be scratching your head how the keeper's managed to keep them out. I know you're a bit of a distance away from the bottom goal here, but I think he kept out. Like I say, one of his turned his back at him on his backside, and it just went inches wide. But I'm not going to use the word frustrated, because I was proud of the display today. The only thing lacking was the 3 points, which we merited.
Yeah, one of those saves, it was Gordon Banks-esque, wasn't it?
I just, honestly, I can't remember really. There were just that many balls going in.
I don't think he knew too much about
it. No. And I've heard you man at matches there, and yeah, but I think Marsh put 2 fantastic balls in. He stood them up, one for Charlie's, in fact, 2 for Charlie's head. And we could have scored straight after half time when it falls to Mark at the back post, they block it on the line. So, yeah. As I say, listen, it's a tough place to come, Bristol Rovers away, and we'll take a point. It's not what we come for. I'm not saying we're happy with a point. Happy with the performance, not happy with a point.
Josh Cullen missing today, Stuart. What's the update on him?
Yeah, it was a late in training on Thursday. He just got a little tweak in his thigh. I think he'll be touch and go for Tuesday, but hopefully. But if we'd have risked him today, it's one of them, you know, you get a little muscle tear. Not a tear, just a little tweak in his thigh. And you go and play today, he could be out for 3 or 4 weeks. So, yeah, it was just something late on training on Thursday. And he come in Friday and he had a tender area. So he was struggling with his thigh. That's the reason why Josh wasn't with us.
And good to see Nat Knight Percival back and a full 90 minutes under his belt as well. That was a boost for you today.
It was, yeah. And again, I'm just, you know, it gives us obviously aerial threat with him, Rory, Charlie, Tim, Romain. I mean, we had Rory's header first half like just inches wide, and another one down that other side. So one good thing, we're looking a threat from corners and free kicks now. But it's we move on to Tuesday. Like I say, we keep putting performances in like that. It can only keep giving us heart for the rest of the season. As I say, we know it's only a point, but It was a point that will add again to the total. I've seen some of the results today. They're all tough games today, and Tuesday will be the same, and next Saturday will be the same. We'll just keep on going.
When you get these back-to-back games, especially against promotion rivals, you said already in the build-up to this game you'd make changes for Tuesday night. We didn't see Alex Gillier today, apart from on the bench. Is he likely to get a run out on Tuesday, do you think?
He certainly will do. He'll be on that park at a certain point in the game. It's his 21st birthday today, so he was opening it on. But we were actually just about to change it, and they went back to they reverted to match us up to a diamond, and because we were controlling the game so much, I think they were desperate for the whistle to go at the end, if I'm honest. The manager was saying that after the game, they've got a point there. But there'll be changes on Tuesday. We'll freshen it up, and we'll go again. And I'm sure if we put a performance in like we did there, then we've got a really good chance of winning the game, haven't we? Let's be honest.
Absolutely.
Let's be honest. If we put that quality of performance in, that endeavour and effort, we've got good chances of winning football games. Today, the goalie had a little bit of fortune and we're on top of his game. Second half, it was like the Alamo, but we just couldn't do enough to get that goal.
Well, hopefully Tuesday it will be different. Tuesday the night is Fleetwood away. Looking forward to spending Valentine's Day with you.
Love that. Don't forget my card again.
Over there, indeed. So, Stuart, thanks very much for joining us.
Cheers, lads.
On Pulse 2 Matchday Live. Safe trip back. It is one of the longest trips of the season.